Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In this week's episode, we discuss skunks in the barnyard, the drama at the Oscars, the end of the Drag Race chocolate, and whether or not Georges can survive the roast. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello. Hey. Hi. What's up? Que pasa? How many different ways do you think I can say hello?
Oh, I can't wait to find out.
Hello.
There's
hi.
One.
Hi.
Two.
Hola.
Yeah.
Buongiorno.
Yeah.
Good day.
Hey, Rodney says buongiorno.
I'm aware.
I love that about him. Okay, so you're at five.
Arrivederci.
I think arrivederci peewee means goodbye peewee.
You're the one bringing peewee into this.
Well, that's where I got it from peewee's big Joe Manganiello.
Oh, whoa.
You know the movie?
Yeah, you made me watch it. We've discussed it on the podcast.
So what's up, Corey?
Do you think sometime we should pick an old episode of the podcast, write down all the topics that we discussed in that podcast, and then try to recreate it now, but don't let the listeners know, and we just redo an entire episode the same?
Sure.
Yeah, I bet we'd be pretty close to repeating word for word most of the same stuff, because we are dumb.
Yes, I'm dumb, but I'm stupid.
Little brain, you do no. Give little brain energy.
No, I'm dumb, but I'm stupid.
You're crop dusting in a Whole Foods. I get it. You yeah. Love TikTok.
No.
What's your TikTok genre? What's your TikTok genre? Like, what are you getting fed these days by the algorithm?
You know, a lot of humor.
Like, what kind of humor?
Ha ha humor. Ha ha.
You know when your friends show you I guess this has been going on since the age of the internet.
Okay.
I was going to say, you know when your friends put up a TikTok and they're like, oh, watch this, and it's just not funny.
Okay.
I'm just like, what is going on in your head?
So what was happening before the internet? How were people telling bad
jokes?
No,
but that's what I mean. Once I started saying it about TikToks, I was like, oh, I guess, yeah, ever since like the internet, people would be like, look at this YouTube video. And I would be like, ha ha. But I wouldn't really laugh. It'd be like,
yeah, well, you know what? Count your blessings, because TikTok at least is the shortest one possible.
Then didn't they make TikToks can go up to 10 minutes now?
Oh, you're right. I guess Vines were the shortest it could have been, having to endure an unfunny experience.
Do you see when you go on TikTok and now it's just all lives? It's just people with a sticky note behind them that's like, fight me about this. But it's all the same. It's all Trump versus Biden. It's all abortion.
No, you're getting you're getting fed the wrong things, because bitch, baby, the lives that I see are old women working on customized crystal cups.
What?
I get
it. I want that. I am so tired. It's like, I'm like,
I get this one woman who she'll do mystery scoops of crystals, and then she'll talk about what she gets. And then I get this one tornado, I forget his name, tornado something, and everyone's always in the comments doing tornado emojis, and he's a country line dancer.
Mason Ramsey?
It's like the camera is set up kind of above and far away from the center of the dance
tornado?
Floor.
Okay.
The dance floor of this, like, you know, hoedown place. Everyone's cheering on certain people, there's people know who these people are who are on the dance floor doing their hoedown.
It's multiple people hoeing downing?
It's just like the place where we used to go on Wednesdays.
I never went to that, but I know you've been there.
What's it called?
I know it was at Frandor.
It was like
Whiskey Barrel?
Whiskey Barrel Saloon. Yes, the Whiskey Barrel Saloon.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there I am in the comments of the hoedown.
Are you rooting for your favorite? Who's your favorite?
Well, there's this lesbian who she has a mohawk.
How do you know it's not just a straight woman with a mohawk?
Baby, that is a lesbian with a mohawk.
Does
and
she
I feel...
do the like finger splits with the tongue move?
No.
Then
the,
how
at
do
the
you
camera?
Know?
Because baby, I just, you know what? When a girl knows a girl, I see her how she sees me. You know what I'm saying?
I will say, I do get this one woman who's just like, I think I sent it to you once. I think I screen recorded her dancing once and sent it to you as a video. She is like rolling. She's got to be rolling.
In the deep?
No. Not like on the floor. She's got to be like on Molly. And it's like a 45-year-old woman with short hair, but not necessarily a lesbian. And she just dances to like Madonna, and then sometimes she does like rock nights, and sometimes she does country nights. She's really versatile when it comes to her dance moves. She's the only one I get, other than people arguing about Trump and abortions.
I do sometimes get people that are like, argue with me about any of these topics.
Yes, I'm that's like, it. That's all I get.
Imagine? Can
that's
you imagine?
That's all I get. But that's what I was thinking. So should I do that now myself, but put like fun topics up there?
Yes.
Be like, because all I see, like, oh God, like I said, all I see is political, but I want to put up there like, this housewife is a terrible person. Fight me.
Yeah, I think you should have a list of housewives you care to discuss.
Yes.
And
oh my God, I love this for me.
I think this could be a new career.
I could be like,
podcast is over.
Be like, quit. It's gonna say quit tweeting Andy to bring back Bethany on Roni because I don't want that. Do you know what any of that means?
I know Andy. I know Roni. I don't know Roni. New York.
Roni.
I muted every single acronym that show could ever contribute to the world.
You should.
Like I don't
said,
want it.
I got.
I don't
want to
see it, and I don't. Got... I don't want to be somebody who complains about seeing it. Like I don't even want to be somebody that you consider somebody who doesn't even like the show. I don't want people to even know I dislike the show because they wouldn't know that
you
I could complain about it.
You don't even
want
to know that you know that people know that you know that Housewives exist.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And if you don't know,
now you know.
Now you do know. Hey, so Hi. Do you, did you, now, when you were growing up.
Okay.
Did you ever play, you had a bunch of siblings. Did you ever play backyard games?
Backyard games. Well, the backyard was mainly for weddings and dog poop. And we had these trees that would drop walnuts or something.
Oh, those things
and,
stink.
And they stunk. And so we had to put baggies what? Over our hands to pick them up.
What? Are those they're like yellowish green? My grandma had one of them trees in her backyard. What are those?
I
Does
always
anyone
thought they,
know
I think we called them
talking?
Walnuts. We called them
You're
walnuts,
right,
but
we
they
did.
Certainly were not walnuts.
Is that actually I don't know to this day.
Is a walnut by any other name a stinky walnut?
It those things would stink. Stink.
Yeah, and I don't trust calling my parents to ask them what they were because they're going to be like,
those
were their tree sapling trees.
Those things reeked.
Those are the tree nuts.
Yeah, so weird. Anyway.
So no, we didn't play backyard games.
But did you ever do the, like, you know when you're like skunk in the barnyard? Do you? Do you know that? Do you know skunk in the barnyard? Hello?
I'm just letting you sit with it.
I'm curious to know.
I don't, clearly. What is this?
You never were all skunk in the barnyard.
Is this a farting? Is this a farting game?
No, it's how you determine who's not it.
Okay.
You would sit in a circle and someone had to be it and no one wanted to be it. So you would be all skunk in the barnyard, pee you, who could have done it, not you. And then that person's out and then you go around the circle again. You never did that?
No, I was picking up dog poop in my backyard.
This is
we're having a wedding. We're having a backyard wedding today. We need to have this place cleared out.
Didn't the backyard wedding, what show did it make you miss? The finale of Power Rangers?
Yes. Yes.
You never got to see Tommy turn from the Green Ranger to the White Ranger?
Spoiler! Spoiler!
Which way did
he go? Oh my god, this week's episode of Drag Race was spoiled for me. I was so upset.
I'm not done talking about Skunk in the Barnyard. We will get to Drag Race.
That's how they chose who got the gold chocolate.
Are you familiar with
PU? A simple game of gold in the parkyard. Whatever was a Chark in the Car Clark.
Skunk in the Barnyard.
Skunk in the Parkyard.
Do you know how to spell PU that stinks?
P E E Y E W.
Okay, so first of all,
finally,
not only was there no, according to Google, there was no general consensus on how to spell PU, so I could even tweet about Skunk in the Barnyard PU. So not only did that, I was very stoned when I was doing all this, by the way.
Are you stoned now?
I freaking wish.
Freak.
So then I was trying to Google, because I saw the TikTok and this guy was all skunk in the barnyard, PU. But then the second line he said was not what we said when we were playing growing up. So then I Googled, how does that skunk in the barnyard PU recipe, or recipe, nursery rhyme go? And there was also no general consensus for that either. And then I texted a bunch of my friends, and apparently nobody said skunk in the barnyard growing up but me.
Yeah, well, baby, are you good?
Did my mom?
Are you good?
Did my mom invent skunk in the barnyard?
No, no. And it never was a thing, and it never will be a thing.
So you hate skunks?
I'm no budding.
You're supposed to be yes anding.
I know, but I'm no budding.
All right, on to your topic.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I sure did.
I didn't.
Can you believe they went 45 minutes over?
I can believe, because people really, really need to sell ads.
So not only did they cut half of the awards, they weren't even aired on television, they cut an hour from the show, but then ran 45 minutes over. That just doesn't even make sense to me.
I couldn't tell you a single thing that happened at that award show. I couldn't tell you anybody who won didn't catch any of it, but I did see memes.
I didn't see any Oscar movies. Every single one of them looked boring.
Jesus!
I watched... what did I watch?
You know what I did see? I saw that Bradley Cooper in that scary clown circus movie. There were no clowns harmed. There were no clowns, period. But just a circus. There was a circus, a traveling circus, a stunt queen circus.
Bradley Cooper? It was like Bradley Pizza?
No, I didn't catch that one. Bradley Cooper in Stunt Queen Circus, the movie. Everyone was in it. No, everyone was in it.
Oh, Don't Look Up?
No.
Here's what I'll say.
In Midnight Valley, or Scary Circus, Carnival.
If you
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
If you saw any Oscar movies, okay, here's what I'll say. I do want to watch Coda.
Horror.
All the clips from Coda, which won Best Picture,
I'd never heard of Coda.
Made me think, oh, I would actually like to watch that. So I think I will watch that this week. What I was going to say was, I watched half of King Richard, and I didn't enjoy it. I watched half of Don't Look Up, and I really didn't enjoy it.
Don't Look Up is not meant to be enjoyed.
I tried to watch Dune, and they took it off of streaming.
How you doing?
I
loved Dune. You need to catch Dune.
I heard Year of the Dog was long and boring until the last 10 minutes. I thought, oh, really? That's how you're going to sell me on this? I thought, what? The best movie I saw last year, that Spider-Man movie, was pretty good.
I didn't catch it.
I thought it was the best flick of the year.
It felt like, you know what? I'm so behind in the Marvels that how am I ever going to understand who these people are? What's going on?
There was a moment during the Oscars. Okay, not only did I watch, I was really bored yesterday.
Is the moment during the Oscars what I think the moment during
no,
the Oscars
No, there was,
was
a moment during the Oscars where they said fans voted for their top five favorite Oscar moments. Or movie moments or something. I don't remember. So then number five was like Neo dodging bullets in the Matrix. And I was like,
yeah,
that was pretty crazy. I was like, that was pretty cool in like 97. They're right. They're not wrong. But then it was like, oh, Marvel, Endgame, all of the bad guys show up to fight the bad guy with the glove. And I thought, really? Who's voted for this? And then the third one was all three Spider-Mans. And then I thought, oh, God, the Marvel crowd got a hold of this voting poll and really took
over. Well, if you had your way, what would have won?
And then my point is, the number one moment...
When Rosie O'Donnell escapes the water,
yes,
filling up the city where the clowns live, and she's down there... You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about it?
Well, it's more of a crossover reference, if you will.
The number one moment was from a Flash movie. And it was like Flash gets his super speed. And
are we
talking
like iconic film moments?
I will refine this for you to share with you.
I can think of more iconic film moments.
Yeah, me too. And I thought, who In what rigamorous world did these fans get a hold of this? I didn't even know the actor who played that Flash movie. I was so confused. And then what else?
Not even the horse head, you know, or whatever in that one
exactly.
movie.
That's what I'm saying. There was, yeah.
Like, about, I want to be gooped and gagged. I don't know what that is, but, you know.
Yeah, I wanted anything. I was like, oh, God, they let the Marvel people vote.
Like, let those Marvel kids have won, sure.
Or make a Marvel-specific poll for the Marvel kids.
Best Marvel moments for you guys there who care about that.
There you go. And then it's like all the good guys are up against the bad guy with the glitter glove.
The glitter glove.
What's his name?
I don't know. I didn't catch that one.
You didn't
Morpheus.
See
Endgame? Morpheus with his glitter glove.
Listen, all I know is Scream 5 didn't get
I think
any
it was
nomination.
Maddie Morpheus.
Scream 5 had no nominations. Maybe next year. What a Jordan Sparks tweet. No Grammy noms this year.
No Grammy noms this year.
All I thought
Sad
was
face.
Here. I thought, can these Oscars hurry up and be over so I can watch American Idol and go to bed at a reasonable time?
You are the person.
Yeah. And then I...
you're not the one.
Yeah. 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 So I think that's it. I think that's all that happened at the
Oscars. We watched Scary Movie 5 instead.
For the fifth time?
Of the Oscars. No, I've never seen it.
Have you seen 1 through 4? There's 5 of those?
Or maybe it was 4. It was either 4 or 5. It started with Dr. Phil and... He was like tied up like he's in Saw.
Okay. Did he die?
Well, you'll have to watch and see.
I'll never watch.
It was a fun flick. I don't know if Oscar nom worthy.
There's
man.
A genre of those movies that I've never seen. Like, I don't think I've seen any of the scary movies.
Have you seen Rat Race?
Yes, I loved Rat Race.
I loved Rat Race.
Wasn't there a joke about prairie dogging in Rat Race?
Probably. Whoopi Goldberg was there. You know? Anything's possible with Academy Award winner.
Did Lady Gaga presented at the Oscars with Liza Minnelli?
Oh, you know what? I missed that, but I heard that she said, "I got you." And Liza said, "I know."
It was, I guess I didn't realize. It seemed like Liza was on a decline, which I guess I didn't know, but
whoa,
I guess she's
whoa,
old.
Whoa, whoa, Jesus.
What?
That's sad. I guess it's not like...
We're all on
it's
a
not...
decline, baby.
Well, no, some of us... Do you
Every
think you know the...
Every day is a day closer to death for all of us.
No, I think
especially...
there's a part of your life that is an incline.
No.
Do you think you know the moment where it turned?
Every day is a day step closer to death.
Yeah, I know, but there's an inclining of your life, too.
No.
Yes?
No. No, yes. No, not my
life. Day one on your life, you think it was decline from day one?
Hell yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and look where we are now, in a late-stage capitalist hellscape.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Joe, my God.
Did you say Joe, my God?
Joe, my... Hey, did there come out with like a Joe Exotic movie or something?
It's on its way out, and I thought, there is no way anyone wants to watch that.
Everyone will. What will it be on?
Hulu, I think, is what it's on. You think I want to be reminded of the first 2 weeks of COVID?
That was a fun time.
How did it take... that long to make that movie?
Well, COVID probably, actually.
Oh, fair.
Who is in it? Who's playing who?
The Kristen Wiig.
As the fumbling doctor?
As Joe Dirt.
Oh my gosh. I saw Joe Dirt. The Joe Dirt was one of the movies that when it was my turn for the family in the family pickings for what we got to go watch
at Blockbuster or in the theater.
In the theaters, I was like, sometimes it would be like I'm picking what I'm picking because I want to see it, and sometimes I'd be like I'm picking what I'm picking because
to fuck the rest
I'm
of you
fucking
over.
With all y'all making I'm gonna make y'all see garbage today.
Did you see Joe Dirt?
So today
at
we're
the
seeing
Jackson 10.
Yes. So I said today we're seeing Joe Dirt. Today we're seeing Freddy Got Fingered. Today we will be seeing the Pokemon movie.
For someone who's got a storyline of being poor growing up, I don't know how your family afforded 8 movie tickets to see Joe Dirt.
I don't know if I'm legally allowed to say.
Sounds like credit card debt if you ask me.
yeah, honey. I would probably agree. We were like a matinee girl.
Oh, smart. Yeah, if you hit up the matinee, it's cheaper.
We were matinee girls, and we would bring our own full meals, burgers.
Yeah, see, we never got to go to the matinees because we were at church.
Oh, you were God-fearing.
Still am.
When people say God-fearing, what a sad existence. You fear your own God? Grow up.
Do they not know our God is an awesome God?
He reigns from heaven and earth. Oh, my goodness.
Does he? I think he reigns from heaven above.
Honestly, I don't know. He does what he does. You know how he do.
I saw a TikTok that said that if trans people can't play sports, then Christians shouldn't either, because if they truly believe God is on their side, then that's an unfair advantage.
Whoa. What?
You know what I mean?
I am out of the discussion about that. I don't know.
If the Christians truly believe that God's on their side for this sporting event, then that's unfair.
Who's saying
that? They shouldn't be able to play.
Who said that? Is it you?
Someone on TikTok, and I thought I couldn't agree more.
You need to get the algorithm I'm getting.
They've got their awesome God on the field with them.
Sometimes I do stumble accidentally into, like, Christian. It borders a line. Christian. Christians.
I never get that.
Christianing. You know?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hey, did you want to talk about Mattymorphosis?
No.
Oh.
What? When? Why?
I was saying Drag Race.
Sure. I mean, we could. What happened?
You said you got it spoiled.
The Rusical.
I've got things to say.
I liked the Rusical.
Oh, I know. Our Leland, the lip sync assassin himself.
I was there. I was at his house watching it with them. And
really?
I didn't realize what was happening. I didn't know he was going to be in the musical.
I didn't either. And then there he was. And I texted him, okay, lip sync assassin.
I was gagsping. Everyone in the room was screaming. I had this tart I was eating and I had to put it down for a second.
What flavor?
Delicious chocolate and strawberries. It was
a chocolate and strawberry tart.
And there was tiramisu involved. There were blueberries.
A tiramisu tart.
No, it was all separate, just delicacies.
Okay.
Delicious.
So, and then you were sitting there thinking, well, Twitter already spoiled it for me.
Yeah, well, I logged onto Twitter for half of a second. Half of a second, and I didn't even realize, like, it was airing yet. And it was like, somebody tweeted, oh, so you're telling me RuPaul didn't know that blank had the chocolate bar?
They definitely did.
Wait, okay, well, I'm just telling you the tweet. Now we can discuss whether you think it was staged, gooped, gagged, planted.
Here's what I think. For someone on production.
Wow, for somebody who yells at me every time we discuss Drag Race.
Because you take it too far. You take it to a maniacal
level. I take
it
too far. Maniacal?
Where you think it's like a chessboard where I'm like, clearly, like, somebody had to put the candy bars on a table and put them all propped up 1 through 13 or 14 or whatever the hell it was. And somebody on production knew that the third one over from the left or whatever the hell it was the bright bar. So they knew when Bosco picked it that she had it. Whether or not Rue knew, I don't know.
I don't want to think it. And, you know, as a human who will never know the truth, I will never know the truth on this.
And then I think I choose
to believe nobody knew. It was all a gag for everyone.
Perfect. And then I believe that not only did production know, but like, because there was no way Bosco should have been in. I mean, I am a Bosco stan, so there's
like
no
Bosco.
Way you can convince me that Bosco was in the bottom two. Like, you cannot equate memorizing that much choreography and dance and putting them in the bottom compared to people who had four lines and were just like background dancers. I'm sorry. Do I agree with what the judges said that it could have been turned up, amped up, zhuzhed up a little bit? Could have it been more? Absolutely. But I just don't think there's any world where that performance put her in the bottom two. I'm sorry. It should have, and they just wanted to clear the candy bar from the table, and that's fine. Get it off the board. Send two people
it's
home.
Chocolate.
Send two people home next week. I don't know.
Send three.
Yeah,
send four.
And I know you're a Georgia stan.
Listen, she does what she needs to do, and
she does one thing.
What
is that? What she needs
commands
to do?
The stage.
Yes.
Yes. And apparently that's all you need to do on this show to survive. And you know what? The stars are aligned for her survival. And am I one to argue with that?
She's definitely going home next week, I hope and I pray. I mean, she'll be in the bottom. There's no doubt in my mind she will be in the bottom off of a roast challenge.
It's a roast challenge. She's alone on stage. Unless it's like her roast is via interpretive dance. She's done. So I mean,
if she were smart, that would be an excellent way
sure.
to do it, to walk out there and be like, and make that a little shtick and be like,
I guess it's a big swing.
It's a big swing. She needs a big swing.
I'm still not done with her doing her Broad City.
Yeah. Oh, right. Exactly. For her to try to... I am a Bosco stan. Do I think the Bosco Lady Camden discourse argument rubbed me a little the wrong way as far as Bosco goes? Yes, it certainly did. I'm still a Bosco stan through and through. But I am never here for when there's always one when Rue asks who should go home. There's always one person who cannot handle it if their name gets called. And I just have no patience for those sort of people.
Who was it? Nobody.
Georges. Georges was reaching so hard to try to come for Bosco because she
was so heated. Wow. Oh my gosh, Corey, I can't believe you're dumb right now.
.org that Bosco had mentioned her name, that she was desperately grasping for anything.
It was not desperate, bitch.
It didn't even make sense. It was so desperate to try to throw the limelight off you because she was so mad. I hate the ones that can't even handle one person saying their name and they turn into a little piss baby, cry baby.
Oh, bitch, no. Georges said the truth.
That doesn't even make sense. You were in the bottom three times in one episode. That's not how the bottoms work. What are you talking about?
She said if you want to talk about track record.
She said you were in the bottom three times in one episode.
Yeah, which was true.
No, you lost three lip syncs. Do you not know how the bracket works? She wasn't in the bottom three times. That doesn't even make sense.
Sometimes, Corey, your brain works a little
to deflect because
she didn't mean to deflect because she had been
in the bottom four episodes in a row, and it's called a read,
and it was a read that made sense, and it was a read that worked, and it was a read that it was executed well, and the internet gagged, and they called it the read of the episode, and Bosco is on a downward trajectory, and I'm sorry to say it, but that's the truth for your queen.
And I thought I cannot wait to watch Bosco win the roast and Georges to go home next episode.
Bosco will absolutely win the roast. That is true. I 100% agree with that.
And that is the trajectory I am here for.
However, that will wrap up everything that needs to be said about both of those characters in this TV show.
Yeah, and then
Georges will be back for All Stars.
Yeah.
I just don't see Bosco. Here's my truth.
Yeah.
When I think about when they show the finalists and what they've done so far in the series,
yeah,
what I'm gonna see a supercut of Bosco in the same outfit seven times.
Do you realize who you're defending when you say that?
Who?
As if.
Who am I defending? I'm not even talking about Georges because I don't think Georges deserves to be in the finale. Though I think Georges will be in the finale. I think Georges will be in the finale.
She will be there when the queens walk out and announce the final four.
Maybe she'll be Miss Congenial. Who will be Miss Congeniality?
Cornbread.
Maddie.
Diabetti, obviously.
I think it would be funny if it were Diabetti. Because I think. I think
they all vote. They should. We should tell them now. When do they have to submit their votes?
Who's they? Isn't it us? Do we vote?
No, they changed it ever since whatever. Don't you remember?
Call it fan favorite. I guess we're just calling it fan favorite.
Some.
Who like, was that about?
Mimi, I'm first, like, had Russian bots vote for her. Oh, and so they had.
You mean to tell me, Mimi, I'm first?
So they had to change it. So now
I could not believe it.
Now Miss Congeniality is the other queens voting amongst themselves, and you can't vote for yourself.
Then who's gonna win?
You're right. Probably Cornbread.
Angeria, actually.
I would love Angeria to win.
I would love that.
I don't know. So yeah, who do you think's your? I mean, Lady Camden bringing home another W. Maybe she will make the final four.
I kind of feel like they're giving her a season winner edit.
What?
It's not for me. Lady Camden, I think she killed it at the Rusical.
I think
often she kills it. But, like, I just am not connecting in the way that I have with previous contestants.
Yeah, that's what I said. I like her. I don't necessarily want her to win, but I enjoy
I don't get her point of view as a drag queen.
Okay.
What's her point of view? I loved when Georgia said she hated musical theater queens. I thought, you know what? That is some representation in Drag Race that I haven't seen yet. Thank you. I loved it. I thought that was funny. I thought that, you know what? That feels very you.
I didn't watch the Untucked. Did I miss anything good? I need to go back and watch it.
I don't know if I you know what? In Untucked, I think that's when Bosco was like, "Oh, you have to say somebody." She really took it. She did not take it any bad way that everyone said her name. She was very, very mature.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
The queens are like, it's a game. You got to say somebody's name. And the other ones turn into little crybaby piss babies.
Go watch Untucked.
I will. It's on my list of things to do today.
Okay, so coming out of the Rusical, going into the roast, we have what, 7 people left? Who is your, does your final 3 change, or final 4, you think?
Final
that,
4.
Do you, has, who you think is going to go there, has it changed at all? I think, yeah, Georges is going to go home. Like, there's no, maybe she wins another lip sync.
There's a point where we have, like, a mutual friend who works in reality TV, and they've said before, like, baby, when you've been in the bottom 4 times, they just, production just can't let you win the lip sync. They will throw her a slow song. They will throw her a song where she can't buck and kick and split. And
see, I kind of think that her storyline is that she does survive the lip sync every time. She makes it all the way to the finale, but she doesn't win the win.
But the finale is lip syncing.
Oh shit! So the only way they can't get her to the finale is if she loses a lip sync, but it's not gonna happen, man.
Final 4: Willow, Angeria. I want Bosco there so bad. Willow, Angeria, Bosco. I think you're right about Diabetes going to be in the final 4.
She is a well-rounded queen for a finals. She is.
Diabetes is going to be in the final 4.
Yep.
Well, cool. Great. Awesome. Look, you were so worried we wouldn't get 30 minutes, and here we are.
Over. I never said that. I just am coming out of 12 hours of streaming, so I was like, I'm a little brain dead this morning.
I've never seen you brain alive, baby. Given that little brain energy. Your brain is as big as that stinky walnut.
Ah! Thank you.
You're welcome.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me watching Untucked and seeing how I really feel about all of it.
Oh, getting the other half of the story?
Yeah. Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me just laying. It's raining today, and it's like the sounds are so like
cute. Love that for you.
I'm doing ASMR for the people.
Awesome. Yeah. Love that. Okay.
See you on the Discord.
Bye.